Now, as you would have heard in our news, a missing six-year-old boy was found in Muckross Park following a dramatic search by Killarney Water Rescue Search and Recovery Team. The child wandered off from his family on the grounds of Muckross House, and Killarney Water Rescue became aware that he was missing around 4:15 yesterday afternoon. Nine people and four search dogs were involved before the public also joined in. Kieran Caulfield of KWR, Killarney Water Rescue, is with me on the line. Kieran, good morning to you, and thanks very much for joining us on the programme. Now, this was actually on Sunday it happened, Kieran, and good to see everything ended well in that search. You were actually out training at the time, is that right?
We were, yes. Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners. We were out on our regular training session, which is every second Sunday. And, excuse me, we had just completed a joint training session with Ireland's specialist search and rescue dogs, Izzard, where we're doing some specialist training. And we had just completed training. We'd come in and we were doing a debrief when raised voices were heard in the distance. And luckily, one of our team, a core member of our team, is Ukrainian. And he was able to discern that, one, it was Ukrainian that was being spoken, and secondly, that those voices were distressed tones. And so he went to investigate, and consequently we discovered that there was a young boy missing.
So you snapped into action, and members of the public helped as well?
Yes, indeed. So we, as you say, snapped into action and immediately formulated a search plan. And one of our team coordinated everything on the ground. And luckily, as I say, you know, it was really good fortune that we were there, as this family were frantic, excuse me, looking for their son. Yeah. And were unaware of who they should call for help or how to go about it. So we snapped into action, and we had the search dogs there with us as well. They were ready to go. And we just did a sweep of the area initially with no results, and then widened our search. And it was a successful outcome. The young boy was very frightened. And now, one of the things there was that he wouldn't approach us and ran away from us. So with our training, we were aware of the fact that, you know, we shouldn't keep trying to get a hold of him, but merely steered him in the direction that we wanted, which was back to his parents. It was about half an hour.
You understand the confusion and the fear he would have and all of that. He wouldn't know what was going on at that age, and thinking that people were chasing him, not trying to save him.
Exactly. So we just used our training and expertise in managing that situation. The team members that had located him were superb in managing that, and managed to guide him back to his parents. Some of us were out on the water monitoring the shoreline to ensure that he didn't end up in the water. If he did, we were straight in to get him. So it was a terrific team effort, excuse me, between the two teams. And one of the things that it did highlight to us is the fact that, you know, nowadays in our modern society in Ireland, there's more than one or two languages. It's not just Irish and English that's spoken in our community. And it just pointed to the fact that we need to have clear signage that indicates to visitors coming into this beautiful, beautiful place that we live in, that there are hazards, and if something does go awry, then these are the numbers to contact. And that signage needs to be multilingual now to address the various members of our society and community.
Yeah, and that is, I suppose, that one of the learnings out of this, that there is more multilingual signage to reflect all of the languages they're here, so people are better aware and can know what's going on and where the dangers are and where they're not.
Indeed. And also, you know, in that moment of crisis, who do you call? The park, the Killarney National Park, the rangers are absolutely terrific. Brilliant, brilliant team there. Do amazing work. And there is a ranger on call. And that ranger doesn't know what's going to come at them in terms of what that call is going to be when they pick up the phone. It could be a deer on the road. It could be a missing boy. So I think that it's very important that the various teams that we work together, and that the public are provided with information that enables them to make the right calls. So in that case of a missing child, the Gardaí would be the ones that would generally coordinate those types of searches and call us in. But as I say, luckily, it was really good fortune that we just happened to be on site. One of our team was able to recognize the fact that something was wrong and go to investigate and then come back with the information to us to enable that search to begin rapidly and a very good outcome as quickly as possible.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant that it did happen. So that's the other thing that needs to be kind of coordinated, so people know exactly what's the first, who are the first port to call, depending on the emergency that they're in, Kieran.
Indeed. And, you know, the Gardaí will be able to coordinate the search and pull in the appropriate resources. As the park, the rangers are familiar with Killarney Water Rescue Search and Recovery Team and can give us a shout any time. We're volunteers. We have normal lives. We're ordinary people. I like to describe us as ordinary people doing extraordinary things. So yeah, we always endeavour to respond. And again, we're still calling for a permanent base somewhere close to the
water.
Yeah,
I was going to say that. You were out there on the water, Kieran. It just happened to be there. If this had been a different time on a different day, you still store your equipment in private homes away from the shore, which obviously leads to longer times for you to get up and organised. A base is what's needed on the lakes.
Yes. And it's that everything, all of these shouts are time critical. And it's frustrating from our point of view because we want to be better enabled to do what we do. And we do what we can now, given our circumstances. If we did have a permanent base located closer to the water, where not only the boats can be stored safely and ready to go, but also our equipment is hanging, waiting for us, much like you'd imagine maybe in a fire station where the firefighters can run in, jump into their gear and go. That would be the ideal scenario for us.
And that's something that you're
ongoing
for and calling for. Yeah, it certainly is. Kieran, the family must have been absolutely delighted. You can only imagine the stress and the heart put across them with the loss of their child momentarily, as it turned out. Yeah. But at the same time, they would have been fearing the worst, but they must have been delighted.
Oh, they were. And they were a lovely, lovely family. And it's always fantastic to have that positive outcome in such a timely manner. But then we don't always get to meet the family involved because our role is bring that person back and then we melt into the background. We're not there for a slap on the back and a medal. So in this case, though, we had the opportunity to, some of the team were directly interfacing with the team, with the family. And they were just a lovely family. So it was terrific to be able to bring that little boy back to them.
Yeah. Kieran, just a final question, just on that, like, is there, do you think, maybe a need for, even when it comes to road signage, that we should have more language involved now, like beyond the initial drive on the right side in French and German that we see near our airports?
It's an interesting question. I suppose I'm probably not sufficiently well briefed to be able to answer that properly, but I do recognise the fact that where traditionally we might have focused some of our multilingual signage at our German and Dutch visitors, for instance, I think that we do need to expand that range of languages now to reflect our community.
Yeah, okay. Well, Kieran, look, thanks a million for talking to us on the programme and giving us your view in relation to that. And good luck with the continuing drive to get that home base. And well done again for the efforts on Sunday.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you.
That's Kieran Caulfield there, Killarney Water Rescue, talking to me as Chairman of Killarney Water Rescue Search and Recovery Unit. Speaking in the context of that group finding a six-year-old boy who went missing in Muckross on Sunday, and the need maybe for more multilingual signage there for safety purposes. A listener says, we need the sign in pictures so all languages can understand them. The older people always said pictures paint a thousand words. Excellent work, Radio Kerry, says a listener, and thanks very much for getting in touch with us in relation to that.